Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. I'm looking forward to talking with you in English today.
Today's topic is Talk About It.
That's right, and our title is A Funny Picture. Hey Peter, I was online the other day and I saw you went to see your family this weekend.
Oh yes, I did. It was nice. We had a nice barbecue.
I also saw that you fell over something and spilled something.
Oh, you saw that too, huh?
And then your shirt was covered with food?
Oh, yeah. I guess now that you know, well, my uncle likes to take pictures and put them online.
Yes, he does. I already asked if I could be his friend. I want to see more pictures like that.
Okay, Pauline, can we talk about something else now? I don't really like everyone knowing about that. I was really embarrassed, and besides, he never told me he could put those pictures online.
Oh, okay, sorry, Peter. Yeah, I guess I know what you mean. I'm sorry I made you feel embarrassed on the show. Remember, my family is like that too. So I am always telling my parents not to put some pictures online.
Well, today we have our talk about it and a story. But first, let's learn our key words. Here's our teacher, Jack.
Hello. Kathy 呢很喜欢用手机来拍照。She takes pictures with her phone.名词 picture 就是照片，他会把照片传给朋友看或是上传到网络上。不过 some of them are embarrassing， 形容词 embarrassing 就是令人尴尬的。有一天他拍了 Zack 的照片，然后拿给朋友看，照片里的 Zack 像傻瓜一样，很蠢很好笑。Zack looks so silly in it， 形容词 silly 就是愚蠢的。Kathy 想要把这张照片传给全班同学看，但是 Jessica 觉得这样不好，但是 Bob 觉得没有关系嘛， Zack 不会介意的，他很有幽默感。 He has a sense of humor， 名词 sense 就是感觉，而 humor 就是幽默。如果一个人很有幽默感，我们可以说他 He has a good sense of humor。
Kathy takes a lot of pictures with her phone. She shows them to her friends. Then she sends them to many people. She often puts them online too. Some of the pictures are funny. Some of them are sweet. And some of them are embarrassing. Kathy doesn't care. She takes pictures for fun. It's her hobby.
So today we have a story, but this is not just a story we will watch and listen to. We hope that you will talk about it at home too.
Yes, something will happen and maybe there is a right or wrong answer. It won't be easy to find sometimes.
Or you should think about what you would say. That is why these are such good lessons. Okay, so who do we meet first?
Well, Kathy. Kathy takes a lot of pictures with her phone. She shows them to her friends.
This month, we have learned both the word photo and picture. Here you can say either. Ooh, I have a great picture to show you, Peter.
Oh, hey, this one is not too embarrassing.
Well, of course it's not embarrassing. Friends, you feel embarrassed...if you trip and fall in front of the class, or if you call the teacher mom on accident, or when you forget what day it is, all of those things are embarrassing and you feel embarrassed. Well, anyways, this is a good picture, not an embarrassing one.
That's what I meant to say. Well, we are both wearing glasses in this picture. Doris won't like that, but...We went to a concert together. We listened to classical music.
That's right, and pictures are great. Some pictures are funny, some of them are sweet, And some of them are embarrassing.
And we learn that Kathy doesn't care. She shows them to her friends. Then she sends them to many people.
Embarrassing. Well, she thinks embarrassing pictures are funny, and it doesn't matter if she sends them. But I don't know if I agree. I feel nervous for her friends.
Yeah, it seems like they don't quite understand each other. Maybe we'll have to keep watching to find out what will happen next. Friends, let's go to part two together.
One day, Kathy sees Jessica and Bob.
Hey, Jessica! Bob! Look at this picture. Zach looks so silly in it,
says Kathy. Jessica takes Kathy's cell phone. She looks at the picture.
Kathy, this isn't a good picture. It's an embarrassing picture,
says Jessica.
Let me see it,
says Bob. He looks at Kathy's phone and laughs.
Zach does look funny.
Okay, so now we meet some other people that Kathy knows.
Yes, their names are Jessica and Bob.
Well, Kathy says to Jessica, look at this picture. Zach looks so silly in it. Hey, Pauline, do something silly.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I like to make silly faces.
Oh, I have a pretty good face.
Okay, that was silly. And it's okay to be silly sometimes.
But it is embarrassing. Why?
Well, maybe it's okay to be silly with your friends. They like you and know you. But you don't want everyone knowing what you do or seeing you being silly.
Yes. Some things are private. I like to talk with my friends about my life and their life. But I don't want to share it with everyone.
Yeah, but it seems like Kathy doesn't understand that. Maybe she just thinks it's okay to share with everyone.
Yeah, or she thinks that it's just funny.
But they might be funny to her, but embarrassing to the people in the picture.
Embarrassing? Let me see it.
Peter, that's not nice.
That's just what Bob says. Well, anyways, we can learn more about this with our teacher, Jack. Here he is.
Kathy 拍的有些照片会让人感觉很尴尬,很丢脸. Some of them are embarrassing. 我们来看句尾的 embarrassing 这个字，先说动词 embarrass， 它表示使人很糗、很不好意思。比如说你的妈妈拿你的婴儿照片给别人看，你觉得很糗，就可以说 that embarrassed me。动词加上 ing 变成现在分词 embarrassing， 可以当成形容词用。That's an embarrassing picture， 或者That's the most embarrassing moment of my life. 那是我一辈子最糗的一刻。这都是现在分词做形容词的用法。另外，过去分词 embarrassed 也可以当形容词，用来描述某个人感到尴尬或不好意思。比如，我今天出门，两脚穿了不同颜色的袜子。I was embarrassed. 我觉得很不好意思。或者有人觉得自己的工作不够体面，所以 he is embarrassed about his job.
Peter, this word embarrassing reminded me of a very important English point. Sometimes we add an ing to feeling words. So like, I'm wrong already. We say a thing.Is ing. That thing, that picture is embarrassing. Or that book is boring. Or this story is exciting. But how do we say it if you feel that way?
All right, for a feeling, we add ed. I feel embarrassed. I feel excited. Many students say this the wrong way. They say, I feel so exciting. But that is incorrect. You should say, I feel very excited.
Well, I hope you are enjoying our story today and you aren't bored. But we do have to take a quick break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today's our talk about it, so let's talk a little. Peter, has this something like our story ever happened to you?
Well, I have some friends that maybe just don't understand that I don't want that picture being shown to everyone online. So maybe if we're having a birthday party or something, I will ask, please don't put this picture online.
Oh, I hate it when there's a picture of me with my eyes half opened or in the middle of taking a bite of food. That's embarrassing.
I've seen those pictures before. They're pretty good. Oh, sorry, Pauline. We should keep going. Friends, let's watch part three together.
See? It's a really funny picture.
Laughs Kathy.
I can send it to everyone in our class.
Don't do that,
says Jessica.
Don't send embarrassing pictures of people to others. That's mean.
Oh, Zach doesn't care,
says Bob.
He has a sense of humor.
Well, ask him first,
says Jessica.
That's polite.
It's my picture,
says Kathy.
I don't need his okay.
Who is right?
Well, it seems like Bob thought the picture was funny. Kathy thinks it's funny, and probably Zach doesn't even care. Maybe it's okay.
Well, let's talk about that first.
Okay, well, Kathy likes the picture. She thinks that it is funny. She can send it to everyone in class.
Well, but Jessica doesn't agree. She says, don't do that.
I'm going to leave.
What? Don't do that.
I'm going to take your clipboard.
Hey, don't do that. Peter, it's time for today's
calendar phrase.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
别这么做。
Ha ha. I'm going to post this picture of you online.
Oh, don't do that.
You look so silly. I'm going to post it.
Don't do that.
Everyone will laugh. I'm going to post it.
Don't do that.
Why not?
If you do, I'll post a silly picture of you.
Oh, never mind.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
别这么做。
This is a very useful calendar phrase, especially if you have a certain coworker. Anyways, I agree with Jessica. Don't do that. Don't send embarrassing pictures of people to others. That's mean.
I agree. I always like friends to ask me before they use a picture or they want to share it with someone.
But what if someone doesn't care? Like Zach, maybe.
Well, we don't know for sure. Maybe he does care. But the point is, you should ask first.
Even if you know that he has a sense of humor?
Sense of humor. This is a good phrase. When someone is funny or thinks things are funny and won't get hurt when you say something, they have a sense of humor.
Yes, that's true. But it's still polite to ask someone.
That's right. And even a person with a sense of humor might get hurt by a picture like this. Anyway, Kathy doesn't see things that way. She says that it's her picture. She doesn't need his okay.
Well, what do you think, friends? Do you think she is right? Or do you think Jessica is right? This is why we call it a talk about it. We hope you do talk about it at home.
But for now, we're out of time, so we need to review together. Friends, let's take a look at our keywords together.
Here's your first keyword. Picture. Picture. Take a picture with your phone.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Jeff often says embarrassing things.
Silly. Silly. Jesse makes silly faces.
Sense. Sense. Tim has a good sense of smell.
Humor. Humor. I like the humor in the book. All right, friends, those are your keywords for today. Talk about them with a friend. Now let's watch our story one more time together.
Kathy takes a lot of pictures with her phone. She shows them to her friends. Then she sends them to many people. She often puts them online too. Some of the pictures are funny. Some of them are sweet. And some of them are embarrassing. Kathy doesn't care. She takes pictures for fun. It's her hobby. One day, Kathy sees Jessica and Bob.
Hey, Jessica! Bob! Look at this picture. Zach looks so silly in it,
says Kathy. Jessica takes Kathy's cell phone. She looks at the picture.
Kathy, this isn't a good picture. It's an embarrassing picture,
says Jessica.
Let me see it,
says Bob. He looks at Kathy's phone and laughs.
Zach does look funny.
See? It's a really funny picture,
laughs Kathy.
I can send it to everyone in our class.
Don't do that,
says Jessica.
Don't send embarrassing pictures of people to others. That's mean.
Oh, Zach doesn't care,
says Bob.
He has a sense of humor.
Well, ask him first,
says Jessica.
That's polite.
It's my picture,
says Kathy.
I don't need his okay.
Who is right?
What's so funny, Ginger?
Oh, this picture on my phone.
What is it a picture of?
It's you! You look so silly!
Let me see. I'm sleeping with my mouth open.
Yeah, isn't it great?
No, it's embarrassing.
It's funny. Your friends will laugh and laugh.
Ginger, I don't want anyone to see this.
Oh, James, where's your sense of humor?
Ginger, sharing this photo is mean. I'm going to delete it.
Okay, I'll let you delete it.
I will.
But I already shared it.
No, oh no, yeah. Ginger, why?
Come on.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Becky.
It's nice seeing you out having fun. You're usually studying.
Well, I think studying is fun.
What do you think about this party?
Oh, this party. Well, it's not my favorite kind of... it's like, okay. You know,
this isn't a good party.
What?
Well, that's what you want to say, right, Jeff?
Yes, this isn't a good party. But it's better now because Super Sentence Man is here.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, this isn't a good something is a super sentence. It's the super sentence for today. Would you like to try it in another way?
Why not? This isn't a good drink.
This isn't a good drink. What about you, Becky?
This isn't a good conversation.
This isn't a good conversation. Wait, are you going somewhere? That was a super sentence.
But the super sentence is so bad.
You mean this isn't a good super sentence?
I mean, it just makes people complain. This isn't a good drink. This isn't a good song. This isn't a good party. It's not a very happy super sentence.
Hey, whose party is this anyway?
Mine! This is my house, and this is my party.
Oh, well, it's a great party, and this is a great drink, and I really like the balloons and the music.
And the sentence you said was a super sentence. Remember, everyone, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Becky just walked away. Yeah. You know, she has a good point.
Yeah.
This is a nice place.
Not bad.
Well, friends, I think we've all had this kind of situation happen, or at least you know someone who needs to learn a little bit more about others.
Yes, although I think it's also true when we have good friends, sometimes we know what they are okay with and what they're not okay with. I have some friends who don't want any pictures online unless I ask first. Others don't care at all.
Well, friends, we hope you talk about this with a friend and think about it, too. Well, make sure to come back again to join us right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.